Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, the Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and the Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me again for the Tech Takeover. TLDR, too long didn't read. Jess, this week is about a robot.
You can buy a robot.
Yes, for $16,000 US. Is that right?
Just win the cash machine and you'll be absolutely fine.
You can buy several robots if you win it on Friday.
And why wouldn't you? Because this is deemed to be one of the most affordable robots that you can buy. And it's a humanoid robot. So it doesn't look like WALL-E, you know, that movie. Or if you've been in an airport, in any of the UK airports in the last few years, you might have seen the robot cleaners going around. In certain restaurants in the US, you have robots that are serving your food, but they don't look like actual robots. They kind of look like vacuum cleaners that just go around. This one is by a company called Unitree, and it's the G1 is the name of it. It's a 4-foot humanoid robot. And the idea is that you bring it into your home and it does stuff.
Yeah, so there's a video, if people want to look it up, Unitree G1. And the video, it's very impressive, the dexterity of this robot. Things take a dark turn, right? Because one of the creators appears then and starts beating the robot up.
Like
literally kicking it around and then punching it in the stomach.
Yeah.
And then the robot proceeds to do jobs that I assume are meant to impress people. You know, look at all these things that I can do that you will no longer have to do. So he smashes walnuts. I mean, that's a daily problem I have. How do I crack my walnuts? He tries to open a bottle of Coke. The Coke goes absolutely everywhere. He makes toast, but he makes it in a frying pan. And then he does some soldering. How often have I sat at home thinking, God, if only I had a robot to do all this soldering for me?
And it'll only cost you 16 grand. I think that the idea with this is...
I'd be looking for work for this lad to do.
I don't think so. I think if you could train it, and if you could maybe get it to be a bit softer when it comes to the tasks that it does. Imagine if you never had to fill the dishwasher again.
So this is the type of thing we suspect robots might do for us, is it?
Yeah. At the moment, you can buy a robot that will fill the dishwasher, that will do the ironing. But they're proper notions ones that'll cost you possibly 100 grand, if not more. This is the affordable, this is the entry level robot for 16,000 euro. Now, it might break your plates as it's filling the dishwasher.
It's certainly judging by these videos. Now, maybe he's just upset because his creator spent the previous 5 minutes kicking him around and beating him up. I'm not sure what the purpose of that kind of part of the sales pitch was. But anyway.
But I do think we're going to get to the stage where we do have humanoid robots in
really?
Our home. Yeah. Like every year when I'm at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, for the last 8 or 9 years, I've seen different iterations of these robots. Initially, they were just concepts. They were prototypes. They were, you know, vision stuff that you might expect to see in the Jetsons. But the fact that they are coming down in price. Now, look, I am being flippant. 16 grand is still a huge amount of money. But I do think in the next, 5 to 10 years, we will have these doing the mundane tasks that you couldn't be bothered doing.
What is the main task? If you could get to do one task in your house, what would it be?
Oh, instantly change the bed sheets.
Oh, I don't mind changing the bed sheets.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, no, ironing. I just hate ironing. Anyway.
I don't mind that.
Do an awful lot of it.
Here's a bed sheet tip thing. You know, is it Francis Brennan did a great video for Dunn Stores a few years ago?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you hold the corners and then put it over yourself like you're a buka, like you're a ghost, and then do it that way.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's more for children. I've tried it.
And 35-year-old children. I'd recommend it.
Anyway. Unitree G1. If you have your phone in hand, have a little look there. And the video is kind of bizarre as a sales pitch. Anyway, Unitree G1, 16 grand if you want a robot in your life. What's your tech tip this week?
My tech tip this week is Trello. This is an online platform. I don't know if you've ever used it.
No.
Well, in the last few weeks, I have moved out of my apartment. I have taken on some new projects here at work, and I'm also trying to plan summer activities. And I, as you know, I'm a productivity freak. I absolutely love finding new productivity tools. I read productivity books. And I've struggled to find one platform that can match how my brain works when it comes to my lists and my planning. And Trello is the one. It's free to use. You can use it for your personal life or your professional life. Essentially, it's little cards that appear before you. You can name the different rows. So, for example, when I was moving out, I had a list of things to pack. And then I had a column of stuff that was in storage and stuff that was going to a different house. And you can drag the columns, the little cards on the different columns from 1 to 2 to 3. And it helps you keep track of everything. As somebody, again, who is a productivity nut and I have tried all kinds of platforms, I would highly recommend it. If you are using it for personal reasons, you don't need to pay. Just use the free version. But you know, you organize, you manage GA teams and stuff like that. Like anything like that, where you have logistics, you have tasks, and you have stuff to track, Trello is the way to go.
All right, Trello, and the free version of it, perfectly suitable for day to day life. What's your tech rec this week?
It's a podcast that's been around for a while, but it is a staple of my media diet and is the New York Times Daily Podcast.
Okay, I never got into this. So give me the sales pitch.
Okay, they take a deep dive every single day into one story that you need to know about. So obviously, during the trial of Donald Trump, they have had incredible coverage of that. As we get closer to the presidential election, I imagine and anticipate their coverage of that to go a little bit further. But they get out and about and they avail of the brilliant reporters working for the New York Times. So in the context of the presidential election, they're not just talking about the issues that you could read about online. They're going out and meeting people. People who, for example, in a recent episode, they had a whole host of voters who've always voted for the Democrats their entire lives, but they can't get behind Joe Biden for a second term. And they are now on the fence and they don't know how to vote. So if you're interested in news, politics, sport, there's a great one on technology, the work that Joe Biden is doing to try and tackle sneaky airline fees that are cropping up. That's today's episode. But it's just done in a really conversational way. They're around 25 to 35 minutes and you feel smarter for it.
Are they for US political nerds?
Yes, for the most part, I would say yes. But they also do take deep dives into random things. You know, like as a tech fan, obviously enough, there's often a tech story. It's anything that's big and dominating the news headlines around the world. It's a 35-minute deep dive into that topic and you will walk away with some little tidbit that you can throw into conversation throughout your day.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.